Good evening. Let's continue Simon Shin Yud Tes in Siv Yud. We're in the middle of, we're in second line, first line actually. And the halacha there is as follows. We said that the initial halacha was about yain or mayim, water which is tolul, which is no bits inside, that you're allowed to filter. That was a very important halacha. Something which is a little bit of dirt or earth or anything like that, but nothing that you care about, you're allowed to filter. And the we're going to speak about that again shortly, but that's the initial yisoid. Oil v'ruin lishto is belavoche, because you can't drink it as it is, so you're allowed to filter it. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, aval besuda, cloth. If you put it through a cloth, that's going to be also. Now here goes off onto a slightly different point. So we're learning that you're allowed to sieve water which has an insignificant amount of dirt inside it, because you can drink it even before being sieved. So that, but you're not allowed to do that if the water is going through through a cloth, that you're not allowed to do. Why? Why are you not allowed to put water through a cloth, which would be the conventional method of sieving? Why can you not do that? So the answer is, nothing to do with Baira.
Squeezing, isn't it?
No, close.
No.
That's right, Libun.
What's that?
Libun. Libun is, the halacha is, you're not allowed to be mechabes. So we're going to see what the Mishnah Berurah says. The halacha is that to shrius zeh kibusoi. Whenever you have a cloth and you put water on it, that is also because effectively you are cleaning the garment, and that is kibus. Whenever you put water on a garment, effectively you're cleaning it. Kibbutz. Kibbutz is also on Shabbos. Kibbutz is separate. That means that there is an halacha of schita, of squeezing, which we will discuss still, and this is different. This is libun. To put water over it is also because of libun. What about the wine? Are you allowed to put the wine through this cloth then? Exactly. And therefore, mutter. Boira, there isn't. Because the bits and pieces are not essential. And also, kibbutz, there isn't. Because it's wine. V'yayim v'shamashkin mutter. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'yim emachurim. If the water is dirty, very dirty, or the wine is full of bits, that does bother you, then the halacha is, there's lots of psoilis in there, then you are not allowed to sieve it. Bein mayim, whether it is water which has bits inside it, a huge amount of them, or bein yain, whether the wine is very unclear, lots of things inside it, also the salam, then would be also to sieve it. Proper boira, to put water or wine through, if it's very dirty, to put it through a cloth, that's going to be also because of boira. If it is clean water, then it's also only if it's water, but otherwise it'd be mutter. Well, Rambam, according to the Rambam, b'mishmeres, if it's a proper filter, also it's going to be also anyway. V'afilu mayim v'yayin tzlulim, even if it is very liquidy and it's not dirty. Why is that? Why does the Rambam hold? What would you imagine? What would be the reason why mishmeres, a filter, is always going to be also? Because it's a keli. And a keli always going to make it also. V'yayin migitoy, that's very fresh wine. Anybody into fresh wines? Kolj Mantzu Toises, Perishinirik Yosach, it looks like it's still bubbling, it's very fresh wine. Torev Chobis Bishmoria, Venois and Esoy Chasudo, that you're allowed to put through a filter as well. The reason here again is that you're allowed to put Yain Megitoi, which is very fresh, freshly squeezed wine, you're allowed to put that through a filter and you're allowed to sieve it here again, because you don't really mind if there is bits and pieces. It's fresh wine. People don't mind if there's pieces there because it's very fresh and the quality is good. So it doesn't matter. You don't really need to sieve it. And therefore, you are allowed to sieve it on. You're allowed to do boir, which is basically the same halacha that we learned yesterday, that if you would drink it without sieving, then boir is mutter.
That's the rule.
So again, if you would be fasting, you'd something which you would drink without boir as well, then you're allowed to do, if you don't care about the bits inside it, you're allowed to boil on Shabbos of this liquid. Okay, we're ready for Sif Yudalev. Yudalev tells us, when you pour wine on a cloth, and sure not to make a hole in this cloth, to receive this wine on the other end, because that would be a shinui, and that would be, as the Mishneh Berurah says, that would be over to the choil. Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Memvav, Mishum Shinui Shalayasik over to the choil. So when you're doing sieving of permitted liquids on Shabbos, you have to do it in a different way. See if you. It's a hole that will be received. You're making a hole, and then on the other hand, you'd be receiving. You're making some sort of hole in that sieve, and then on the other end, I don't know practically exactly how it looks, but on the other hand, you'd be receiving it. And the point is that's very much over to the chol. So you have to, you mustn't do it. Practically, I can't describe it exactly, but it's over to the chol. Kol mok mishmuta lesanin yain besuda. Now this is the following halacha. Kol mokim, any time that it is muta to sieve it on Shabbos through a cloth, which means that it is not particularly dirty, not particularly ochu. It's quite solid. It's liquid and there's not much bits and pieces in there. So you're allowed to do sieving on Shabbos. Muta lesanin, you're allowed to do it with this kfifa mitzvahs. What is a kfifa mitzvahs? Perish kupa. It's a box. Shoisin mina goyme. It's made out of bamboo. Mina rova leaves and goyme. It's made out of certain materials. It's kind of box. Kfifa mitzvahs is a kind of box. The Mishnah Berurah explains it as follows: that when you're sieving it, Mishnah Berurah says, "Kot memches bechfifa mitzvos ve'oisek kli osu kenafa." This kli, this box, is made into a kind of sieve. Shemesanin bo dinu kemeshameres hoiv miyuchad olekach. You're taking this box, and it's made out of bamboo and other, and this kfifa mitzvos can be utilized as a sieve. And since you're using it now as a sieve, it becomes like a meshameres, like any filter, and therefore it's miuchad for boira, it's designated for boira, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to sieve through it, only something which doesn't need to be sieved, as we discussed now a couple of times. So something, but otherwise it would be a keli, and it would be considered boira be'issa, because you're using a keli. Additionally, you have to be careful. Here again, if you're using this keli, which has now been designated for boira, if you're using it exactly the same way you normally use it on weekday, it'll be over to the chol. You have to make a bit of a shinui. I cannot imagine, Rabbeisai, how we would apply this halacha. But we're learning now that imagine you've got, what would be a case that you're allowed to do, you're allowed to boil on Shabbos because you drink it otherwise as well. What would be a case? Something which you don't need to do boil and yet you do it because you just have it even better. Yeah, that's a good example. Right, that's right. Yeah, well, that's a good example. Yeah. So say that you prefer oranges without bits and you got the oranges with bits and now you want to sieve it through. Now we are saying that you can even use the keli to do that. Was addressed, yes. So you're allowed to use it with a. Now, I want to know, we are bothered now about the keli not being a regular keli because of Uvda the Choyl. Now, I don't know to what extent what we could do. So what would you use if you want to take the bits out? What keli would you use? Okay, the spoon. A spoon is probably not a kli amiyuchad lekach. It's not designated keli and therefore it would be mutter anyway. But let's say a normal sieve maybe. Would that work? Yeah, a normal sieve would work. So now we're learning that actually you still can't because it's over the chol still. It's still over the chol, so there'll be a problem as well. So never mind the fact that you're right, boil would be okay because you don't mind, but it's still also because of the chol. See if you'd gimel. If you want to do, what would be another, if you have, I want to know now a case. If that would be considered boira, if you tea. Okay, let's not talk about tea bags yet. But I'm wondering if, one second, I'm just trying to think, if you've got a cup of something and you have, and you want to pour the liquid out, and you want to keep some of the, you know, you have a, what would be the Turkish coffee? I don't know, there's like bits in the bottom. Yeah, there's bits in the bottom.
Only tea leaves.
Yeah, very good. Good, thank you, perfect. You're having a proper tea with tea leaves. Now, you want to pour it, you don't want the tea leaves. What you're doing now, you're pouring this glass of tea, you're pouring it in another cup just to keep the leaves in the former glass or mug. And you're pouring it like this. So what you're doing, all you're doing is really pouring from one glass into the other. Mota also. Why? Oh, everybody agrees to that? All the conditions of Beira applies in a permitted manner. It's Eure mit Zöles. You're taking the drink out of the... You're taking the good drink out. You're going to drink the tea immediately and you're not using any particular utensils. So it's permitted. Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud Gimel. Kli. Sheme Orin. A kli which you have a... a kli, shemarin peres shemarikin, you have a kli that you pour out. You're pouring out the wine from a barrel. Loiten befiv kashin v'ksomen v'choska. We have to do gimel before you dalet. Sorry, the case we just spoke about, that's your dalet. So hold on for 1 minute for the case we just mentioned. So the kli yuzgil tells us about a different scenario, which is the following. Kli shemarin shemarikin b'yayin me'achovis. This is talking about the spout. You've got a spout of a barrel, and that the wine is in the barrel, and you want to pour the wine from the barrel into another kli. You have a spout. And what you want to do in the spout, to pour from what, you've got this barrel, this big barrel of wine. You want to celebrate, and you want to take from the barrel, you're pouring it onto the, you're pouring from the barrel onto a bottle, and there's a spout there. But you know that in the barrel of wine, there's a bit too many bits. There's a bit of bits and pieces there. So what you want to do is on the spout, you're putting a bit of wooden sticks there, which you're sticking them in into the spout to make it that the pieces will remain behind, and therefore the wine that is going to be poured into the bottle is going to be clean, clear. Mota also. What you're doing is you're putting some pieces in the spout to refrain the piece from going into the bottle. Mota also. Yeah, so the halacha is that this is also. Because the halacha is, and because this is your voice, the Gemara's words, the Shulchan Aruch's words make so much sense. Because what you're creating is a sieve. What? There is no greater sieve than this spout. You put pieces in there, which really is a sieve. You're now making a filter in the spout. You put wooden pieces inside. The spout is now keeping the pieces in the barrel, and they're not able to, they're refrained from moving on to the bottle. That is, a mesana is a filter. Filter is a kli, which makes the boil process forbidden. And therefore, it's going to be also. So again, the words of Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Gimel, kli, a keli, shema'arin, per shemarikin, that you pour out. Got a kli, and you're pouring out from there, but wine from this barrel, me'achov is from the barrel. Lo yitein befiv, you're not allowed to put in its mouth, i.e. in the spout, kashin, little pieces, veksomim, and little toothpicks, pechosko, you're sticking it inside by force, so you're kvetching it inside it, you're not allowed to do that. She'en lecha, there is no greater filter than that. This is a perfect filter, and therefore it's forbidden. To create a filter, to make the wine bits to remain inside the barrel, not going through the spout into the bottle, that is, there is no greater filter than that, and that's therefore also. Back to the earlier case I explained earlier about pouring from one cup to the other. See if you dial the final C for tonight. Mutale always benachas. You are allowed to pour gently. Benachas gently does it. Mekli lechaveru from one kli to the other. As Mr. Blink said, you're allowed to pour from one glass onto the other. Hubilvat, provided, she'ezoer, you should be careful, she'yifsoig akiluach, when the stream stops, when you feel that it's going a little bit slower, when it's going slowly, when you can see that the bits are going to come now, you should then stop. So it's right for most of the time as you're pouring, it's fine. But when you see the bits are going to come now, you have to stop then. You have to stop before the bits are going to come. You keep the liquid. The last bit of liquid, you keep that with the shmorim, with the pieces. Shem lo yaseh kein, because if you're not going to do that, hana nitzotzes mechiche she'ubore. If you pour, and literally, as there's still a little bit of liquid left, you stop then, that's too late, because then what you really effectively have done, you've done a boire. So you have to stop before that, when there's still a substantial amount of liquid there, then you stop, otherwise what you're doing is it appears to be boirim. There must be a better example for this case now. I'm just thinking now. Imagine if you've got two cups, you're putting one cup into the other. What would be a good case for that? I think that's quite common. What would be a case?
Something that you're separating.
Yeah, I have something in one cup and I'm pouring into the other cup. What would be a case?
Maybe, take the egg. And the egg, you want the yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's think. I suppose that's a good example, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know why it would make egg on Shabbos, but let's for whatever reason, you'd want to crack an egg on Shabbos. Okay, so that would be, that the case is correct. That if you pour, and then you keep some of it so you can't just stop when it's about to come, to go over. You have to keep a substantial amount of liquid behind. What would be another case? It must be another case. That you have to nitzotzos ktanos b'achoino. Yeah, what would be a case? Give me a good case.
What?
Oh yes.
That's bad from good though.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be awesome. That's yeah, correct. So what would be another case? I'm just thinking. Imagine you've got. A hot drink, maybe. Is any hot drinks that's got in the bottom, tea bags. Okay, but I just don't want to go into the shadow of tea bags, because tea bags has another shadow.
Ordinary tea leaves.
Yeah, so that's probably the best case. It probably is the best case. Yeah, you've got tea leaves, what you're doing is you're pouring it until you can't just stop as the leaves are going over. Oh, very good. Very good. So when you've got ice and you don't want the ice, it's too cold, you don't want the ice. So you're pouring, but you don't want actually the ice to go over. You're allowed to do it as long as you don't just stop with ice. You have to keep some liquid behind. And if you do so, then it's mutter. Yeah, very good example. I like the ice case, the ice cubes, yeah. What is this talking about? Is that you're allowed to put a chovis? You're allowed to lift up a barrel al ezidava on something in order the wine to go out of it in more easier. Mishnah Berurah explains if kok nun vav. Although by putting the barrel on something, that will also put pressure on the shmorim, and they will also go out. So in a way, you are, I suppose, this is, yeah, you're putting pressure on it. Here again, it's not considered proper boira because there is anyway liquid going out, and therefore that's not considered boira. As the earlier seif as well, yesterday's seif told us that when you're not, where was it? Which seif was it? She'en nitzos maschil leirim min hashmorim k'mo shenisba'a. I don't say where it was. Um, So Rabbi said we learned tonight the following halachas. We learned the initial halacha of the initial halacha in Sif Yud, that you're not allowed to use it. If you are, again, the main idea is that if you don't care and you don't really need it to be saved, you're allowed to do boir on Shabbos. However, we did learn that you're not allowed to do this on a cloth because of libun reason. If it's wine, it would be permitted. The Rambam holds that if you're looking at Mishameres, which is a wine filter that's always also, Lemais the Mishtabur is Mekel. Mgyan Megito, which is another example of something you don't care about. You don't really care about the bits if it's very fresh wine. Yan Megitoy. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's fine. Mutalite, noisnitze, chasudu, you're allowed to do the boira because you don't care about the pieces. Then the next halacha was that if you are using a keli, you have to make sure that there is no uvda the choil. That was a few examples over here. And then afterwards we learned that the spout case, that you're not allowed to make a spout, to make a filter into in the spout, because that would be a very conventional boira. And then we learned about the fact that you're allowed to put from one cup into the other. If you're trying to leave some of the pieces in the bottom, you're allowed to do that, but you've got to make sure that some liquid remains. The emes is, this yesod that we just learned now, this Shulchan Aruch is going to be very important when we learn about the, I think you mentioned it, the Taz, about if you have a fly falling into the drink, what you're going to do about this. So this is going to be connected to that, so we will, Be'ez Hashem, still speak about that. Okay.